Okay, so I'm Robert. I'm going to tell you about Wikipedia search very briefly. So let's just start with some search statistics. Oh no. So everyday people submit around 0.5 gigabyte of text in search queries. So that's lots of traffic, I would say. And special search is always the kind of most viewed page in every project, which means that we get around 200 certs, and almost half of it is English Wikipedia. So you pretty much get kind of the same kind of breakdown of search queries as you would normally get for hit statistics on various projects. And I think it's important to have for us to have kind of a independent and our own search engine instead of just using Google. And I started working on it in kind of 2007 to try to make the search suck less. So what would be the completely ideal search box? So if you remember the English search box a couple of months ago, it had all kinds of stuff on it, like warnings and do this, do that, don't type in it, this and that. And what we want is actually pretty much what Google does, which is just have a text box and have a search button and nothing else. And this is because this is most natural way for people to do things. It's just kind of association based. So instead of kind of classifying stuff into more and more categories or whatever, we should just be able to kind of type in what first comes to mind and then just find that based on this kind of association strategy. Now, when I started to work on search, people frequently told me just, yeah, you should just use PageRank. And so then I looked up what this PageRank is. It's interesting because, and I call this the PageRank myth. So at some point when Google started their search engine, they had to explain somehow to people how they do it. And they published a small part of their algorithm, which is PageRank, and then people liked the idea, and they thought that this is what makes Google special, and it's part of the equation, but it's not. So what PageRank actually is that it's one interpretation is just an estimate for traffic. So using PageRank, you can estimate if a random surfer is going to spend some time on a certain site or not. And this is interesting because the internet is great, vast, and you cannot measure traffic on it. And you want to give the first results to the sites that are likely to get more traffic, the sites that are kind of more important than people only already are using them or linking to them and so on. And this is clearly important for internet, but it's kind of absolutely irrelevant for us, and the main reason is probably because the structure of the Wikipedia is completely different. So on the web, the links link to things that you have free form links, and Wikipedia you always link to things that are more general. So the most linked and most important articles are articles about years, about countries and stuff like that, which is not the articles that get most of the traffic. They're not the most general articles. They're not the most popular articles. So pretty much using PageRank to do any kind of, or almost any kind of ordering of search results is completely misguided for Wikipedia. It is useful in some cases, but yeah, that's pretty much it. So if it's not PageRank, what does then Google do, which makes it so great? Well, the obvious reason is just that they have the whole internet at their disposal, and they can extract much more metadata about what the page is actually about. So you have a long page and you want to come up with associations, people will tie to that page, and they will use in order to refer to that page. So for instance, one of the queries I run at some point was, I forgot how this fruit from Singapore is called. It's called durian. And what I typed into Google is smelly Singapore fruit, because it smells pretty bad. There is no text extraction algorithm that will give you this from the article. You just kind of need to have you need to figure out that this is an important information about this fruit, and you need to be able to tie this information to this name, durian. Yeah. So what Google does better than us is just crawl the link structure. They have the whole internet, and they're also better at extracting information from articles. So for instance, if you look at snippets of their highlighting, you will see that frequently they are very, very smart, and they actually won't show you the part of the article where your query is kind of have more words in your query, but the part of the article that actually contains the information you were looking for, even if it has only one of the five words in your query. Okay, so having all that in mind, I was interested in kind of how this building an open source search engine would go, and we already in 2007 used Lucene, and it's the most widely used API to do search. So it's a kind of backend thing that it's kind of standalone and does the search queries. And it's separate from the MediaWiki software. Now, how Lucene does it is it does a concept or word over representation. So it just kind of, if you look for Russia, yeah. And it will just kind of look if there is an article where Russia is mentioned much more times than in a kind of random article. And then if this word is mentioned many more times, then it's probably this article is somehow connected to Russia. And there is many ways to game this system. For instance, if you had like a list of Russian, I don't know, anime characters or something like that, that would be a very long list that has Russia in it, and you have a high percentage of word Russia, but it still wouldn't be a very relevant article. And yeah, this is what we build. So how we do it, we don't use PageRank, yet. Instead we use smart ways to kind of extract information and to find the stuff that people are likely to associate with a certain article. So the first thing to do basically is just to do the kind of standard morphological analysis. So we want, for instance, if you search for Argentina climate, we want to know that in a title, climate of Argentina, of is not an important word. So it's just a kind of connecting words, and we want to know that this is a complete match to an article if you type in this query. Then you want to do all kind of stemming stuff. So if you search for demographics of UK, you want to know that demographics is same as demography, and the UK is same as United Kingdom. So you want to do this kind of morphological analysis, and we use K-stem and not Porsche stemming. We also found that, and people who did like research on Wikitext found that the beginning of the article, first couple of paragraphs, is usually what people think about the article, and it's kind of the most relevant associative information with the article. So if something you search for is somewhere in the beginning of an article, it's very likely that it's a relevant entry. We also use subsections or sections as also kind of sub-themes in a certain article. We use the stuff Daniel uses, which is just kind of extracting links, which is also quite dangerous. So at the time of arbitration decision about the Scientology, someone found out this wiki bomb. So apparently someone linked Scientology to evil, so when you type in Scientology to our search, you will just get evil as a hit without any explanation. So no, because Scientology doesn't appear as a word in the whole article. So I got some people pretty pissed off. Anyway, and we also look at context of the page. So pretty much what we do is that we cluster the similar articles by link co-occurrence. So if you have two links that in many articles co-occur close to each other, it's very very probable that these two articles are somehow connected, and there are many, many, many different, and there are many other kind of ways to cluster similar concepts, and I'll actually tell you about another one later. And then we also say, you know, if the words you're looking for are kind of close together, then, you know, it's kind of relevant. But, you know, the difficult thing is that just putting all these things together is like deciding what's the most important association or most important word or kind of yeah, in all these seven levels is pretty hard, and it's just kind of lots of fiddling around to do. So that's like briefly about the algorithm. So it doesn't. So it uses also a link analysis. Like the most linked articles tend to come up better. But yeah, it's not like just PageRank. It's actually extracting information because it's structured. Now another thing I developed specifically with Wikipedia is Did You Mean? And the most important thing to know about it, Did You Mean? Is not spell checking at all. So. Here's one example where you have a perfectly legitimate three words which should be did you mean into this other form, and this is there is no like established way how this is done. There are no engines that do this, and actually the Bing doesn't even have did you mean for some reason, so it's kind of non-trivial how it's kind of not clear how one does this. And we do it by comparing words, by splitting into n-grams, by figuring out how they are pronounced, all this kind of stuff. Then we take a query, we try to fit it, we try to modify it a bit so it sounds the same, so we try to modify it to sound the same and still fit it to a whole title, or we try to fit it to a title and the part of a beginning of the article, or we try to fit it to different redirects and stuff like that. And sometimes we also use information from snippets. So once you get the search results, you first get the highlighted text, and then we use the highlighted text to further see if that the user found what he was looking for, or whether he still wants some kind of suggestions and see, still wants something different. And what happens here is that we frequently get too aggressive, kind of, because I made it to be a bit more aggressive in order to find some interesting stuff. And it's, I think it's still fairly worse than Google's, but it's actually better in spell checking for some reason. It's kind of because it's so aggressive and has a good vocabulary of different things and places in Wikipedia. As titles, it's actually pretty good at kind of like the Buckingham Palace. Google didn't know to. I can't spell right Buckingham Palace. So anyway, and the third thing we provide is just various stuff for advanced users. Just searching in titles, searching in pages that begin with something, searching like we also have in limited category intersection thing. And this other stuff, which no one really, I mean, people frequently ask for it and then they use it for one specific thing and then never use it again. So that's not very important. Now, about just the current state of the whole search endeavor is that I've done lots of work on it and I've kind of finished it to the level I'm satisfied that it's kind of usable to an everyday user. So the hardware we use is just 12 search servers that have two quad cores, 16 and 32 gigs of RAM. And these handle search, these handle text snippets. So they on these servers, we actually store all the text of all the Wikipedias. And it also handles did you mean and stuff like that. Also, special search has been redesigned by the usability people, which is great because now it looks much nicer and much more, I think, useful than previously was. And yeah, well, there's still many things to do. There's this smart wiki search, which I don't know if anyone's seen this. It's actually quite neat. So what they use is they use the link matrix, and then they do eigenvalue decomposition. And then they can't use the first largest eigenvalue, but they can use all of the rest. And then they use this as a feature space. And then they can kind of find similar articles to an article you type in. And it actually works quite nicely. So that some guy just made it from UDA, I think. And so incorporating stuff like that and kind of doing more of the edge case stuff would be, I think, quite interesting. And there is still lots of things to do with the advanced users. So kind of so that you can run queries like, give me all the articles that link to this article, but also have this, and also maybe have other templates or stuff like that. You also want to do template extraction. I mean, yeah, there is lots of work to be done, but it's, yeah, it's mainly technical work. So yeah, that's the current stage of Wikipedia search. Now, if you're a MediaWiki user, you have a couple of other options. One is just to use MySQL, which is pretty bad. And you have two other search backends, except for the one we are using, which is kind of aimed at big sites, has a huge overhead. It's very unoptimized if you run it on a small one shared hosting service. So the other extension I would recommend for you to use if you have a small wiki and you just want search that to be extremely bad is Sphinx Search. It does various stuff. So it has a dictionary based did you mean. It has a bit smarter relevancy than kind of vanilla Lucene, but still not at the level of our extension. And yeah, it's quite neat. It doesn't really work with current SVN, but that's probably going to be fixed. And there is another Lucene extension, which is interesting because it can search attachments. Otherwise, it's kind of just a normal standard Lucene algorithm we used a couple of years ago. So, just to conclude all the thing. Wikipedia is structured, and we want to make use of this thing. There are many other ways to extract the information, and Daniel talked about some of those ways. All of these should be at some point, I think, should be incorporated in search. And search is one of the core missions and one of the most used kind of features, and just shouldn't lag behind the other things. And it's really kind of also a big usability thing, just to kind of have it. It would be interesting to also kind of involve more researchers. So there are people who write articles and publish them about various clustering mechanisms, various ways to improve this or that searching, but they never actually come to us and never say, oh, I want this online. They just kind of do it and then move on. And it would be nice if, for both us and them, if they kind of contacted us and say, well, you know, how can we make this work and how can we make it efficient enough so it's actually feasible on the site? So yeah, if you're research people, please come talk to us. And another, I think, interesting point is that the search is usually underestimated because people do it so effortlessly and because Google does it so well. And I think this is what's been done by Wikia search as well at some point. They just thought it's easy to make, but it's not. But it's also quite fun. Well, that's pretty much it, I would think. Yes, Thomas. What kind of popularity? Oh yeah, so that's on the to-do list. First, we need to have stable statistics. Currently we have hit statistics. No, yeah. So we would like to have something that's normalized by users and stuff like that, and we want to have it in a format that it's easy to use. There are ways to do it. There are easy ways to do it. For instance, you could just take 1,000 most popular pages and just reindex them every day. So there's a way to incorporate this into this framework. It just needs to be kind of done. Yeah, I just need a server that's stable enough that spits out this data on daily basis, the statistics on daily basis in some format that's easy to digest and which doesn't involve parsing lots of stuff. I should call you. Yes. Yes, Daniel. Yeah. So that's the whole area. That's the low hanging fruit. That's currently undone, unexplored. I would say we have internal search logs which are not published because of legal reasons or other reasons. I don't know. But we can make this kind of statistics what people search about, and have that use that to improve further. So yeah. But we want to be sure that it cannot be easily gained, so that someone who searches have a bot that searches 10,000 times for his high school, just that wouldn't skyrocket his rank. currently we don't keep track of what user searches for what, but we could. Sorry?
It's a big advantage over Google.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we could do it in principle, but we're not doing it, so. Yeah, so, and I guess on small wikis, it's more of a problem than on like English Wikipedia, because nothing, I mean, there's so many queries on English Wikipedia, there's nothing you can get out of it. But if you have a small wiki with 20 contributors, then, you know, yeah, it's more problematic. Yes. Yeah, yeah. So that's another low-hanging fruit that that I haven't done. So what we could do is that we could track that every time I give you a suggestion, we could theoretically track to see whether you clicked on it or not. Yeah. So then we would know if this is a useful suggestion or not, and that would be, I think, fairly easy to do with, I don't know, some token or something. But we don't do it, and we don't have any that kind of statistics, to see if it's actually useful. Yes.
After a user makes an edit, are all the search index
updated? Oh yeah, yeah. Yes, so the index is updated once a day. Yes, 5 minutes. It's updated once a day in the morning, and lots of this stuff. So the clustering requires batch processing, and it's done once a week. The did you mean index is regenerated once a week, but everything else is done on a daily basis. We could theoretically do it on hourly basis. It wouldn't be a large problem, except that we would need like 6 more servers or something like that. Yes. Yes. Yeah, for internal wikis, yeah. 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 That's why I say it. I think it's an important part of the software. It's not just kind of some gadget extension or just something that some people will use and others won't. It's very important. And that's another point, I think, that our current extension is very heavy. It's made to run on many servers. It's made to be distributed, to be kind of robust and all kinds of stuff. And if you have just an internal wiki and you just want to be able to search it, I mean, our extension is not the best answer, unfortunately, unless you have like lots of resources. So it would be nice to have a scaled down version as well at some point, I think. Okay, thank you.